Jesus' words today in the gospel are words of compassion. Sets up the situation where Jesus is traveling and great crowds are following. Yay, we're with Jesus. This is great. What's he going to do next? Hanging out, enjoying the show. Jesus stops, turns around, looks at them and says, look, this is the deal. Let's be very clear about what discipleship is. Hating everyone that you hold dear, even your own life, carrying your cross and following after me where I am going, and renouncing everything that you possess. Wouldn't recommend putting that on a recruiting poster. But Jesus' words are words of compassion. You get all this enthusiasm, all these people following, but are they following for the right reason? Do they know what they're getting into? Do they know the tower they're supposed to construct? Do they know the battle against an enemy that they will soon face? If you're not capable of these things, then turn around and go home now. These are words of compassion. As a person that owns possession, as a person who claims to be a disciple of Jesus and loves his mom and dad, there is some explanation that needs to go on here, don't you think? The word that is used in the Greek for hating one's mother, one's father, wife, children, brothers, sisters, and even one's own life, it's legit. It's hating. Looked it up in the Greek. What it reveals more than our normal understanding of hating is it reveals who Jesus is and what he is worthy to receive. I think when we use the words hate, dislike, indifferent, we put those words like on a line, a continuum. Well, I'm indifferent to that person. I dislike that person. I do not like that person. I despise that person. I hate that person. We see it as a line of progressively worse situation. And in that idea of a line of a situation between indifference and hatred, we see a gap, a difference. Could Jesus' use of the word hating be more appropriate in revealing the gap than what we normally think of hatred towards someone? It's not so much that we have to hate our mother and father, it is that we have to love him so much more than them. Because he is God. You see, that same line of continuation continues in the other direction of, well, I enjoy that person. I like that person. I really like that person. I love that person. I love God. God is so much greater than our mother and father. How much different is the love of God supposed to be more and greater and more pure and more real than the love of one's parents? I think the difference between those two is not so much the understanding of hatred towards parents, because it just sounds, I'm sure he got their attention. Let's just put it that way. because this is God our intention today. But it reveals so much more how we are to love God first and foremost over all of these things, over everything else. The distance between the love of God and the love of all of these good things is so great that Jesus says, you must hate them if you're going to be my disciple. I think it speaks more of the love that he is deserving than legitimately how we define hatred. I summed it up for the little kids this morning at Mass by saying, you know, we cannot love the gift more than the giver of the gift. We cannot love our parents who we receive as gift from God. We cannot love wife or spouse or children or brothers and sisters or our life more than we love the one who gave the gift of spouse, of children, of brother, of sister, of father, of mother, of life. It makes no sense to love the gift more than the one who gives it. And yet we do it all the time. We forget the source of the gift. We forget that in his goodness, the gift that is given. We're so ready I don't know if I can say that in church. To complain about life. And at times it's hard to recognize its gift. But if push comes to shove, we will recognize its goodness. I think that's the point today, my brothers and sisters, in these readings. To love the giver of the gift more than the gifts of our life. And it's not just a little bit more. It's a radical difference. Because the goodness of all of those gifts is real. But it is so small in comparison to the goodness of God. And through the writing of Luke, it is that God who speaks to us today. May we receive that invitation with courage. Amen.